shouting conversation between Johnny and Paul Thomas Anderson, and they're going to be in conversation with Mark Kermode ahead of the film. So please, without further ado, welcome to the stage Johnny Greenwood, Paul Thomas Anderson.
Starts. So, Paul, do you want to just say something about the world of the film and, you know, what it is that we're about to see? Give us a little bit of a flavor of it.
Sure. We're going to go back in time to 1955,
London,
to Fitzroy Square, to the House of Woodcock, which is Daniel Day-Lewis, who plays Reynolds Woodcock. He makes dresses for royalty, movie stars, Ains, you know, all kinds of people. And a woman that he meets, Alma, is an immigrant from Eastern Europe who comes into his life. And the House of Woodcock is run by Daniel and his sister Cyril. So we're going back to Fitzroy Square. We're going to spend a little time out in the country too. And we're going to go, that's what we're doing.
There's a story that you got interested in doing a film about the world of fashion because you came out wearing a particular outfit that Johnny commented on. He said, "It'll get you Beau Brummel." And you have to go look it up.
That's partially true.
Which is the truth?
The true bit is that I probably spent about 4 minutes getting ready, which to him is a long time, as you can tell. He accused me of being Beau Brummel just because I, wanted to look nice, like I do. Exactly, we do. And so, when I looked up Beau Brummel had, Johnny probably knows more about him than I do, I had to look him up. So Wikipedia told me about the 10 or 15 rules that Beau Brummel had about getting dressed in the morning. The first one, which is you gotta spend 2.5 hours, no less than 2.5 hours getting ready for your day. So I suppose if you've got that kind of time, it's probably worth it. But it was a really interesting thing just to sort of look at somebody that was meticulous about how they cared for themselves, and it started giving the ideas for this for our guy Reynolds Woodcock.
And I love the film, as I said. I know that critics have this habit of looking at movies and saying it makes them think of this or this. So when I was looking at it, thinking of Red Shoes and Powell Pressburger, David Lean of Passionate Friends. What are the films that were touchstones for you?
Well, those are the ones for sure, but in addition to that, there's all the great stuff that we all love, like Rebecca, the Hitchcock's The Rear Window was another one. I Know Where I'm Going was another great one, the Powell Pressburger movie that we didn't touch on, but also M.R. James stuff is another one, it's a lot of great shorts.
There's a scene which definitely reminds me of the Jonathan Miller whistle to you, because there's a lot of breakfast in this film.
Sure is.
A lot of breakfast. Johnny, can you tell us a little bit about the music? The score is wonderful, and you've quite rightly been Oscar nominated for it, and about Dan Collins. So, you were involved from very early on. Tell us, what your inspirations were.
It was getting a script from Paul, and he sent me some early research, just reading about just to make it in English. And we just talked about what romantic music should be and what English music was, and that was the beginning.
You said that he mentioned things like Nelson Riddle, and he talked about trying to, on the film, get a sort of an old feeling about the way the film was recorded in a slightly older way.
Yeah, that's right. We recorded most of it without any kind of flip track. It was just done the old-fashioned style with the panning on the sheets of paper with, the orchestrations that are done for them to play. And it still feels like a very modern and strange way for me to work. And that's always way of transmitting music. It's just given us a piece of paper and sent it to them and have them reproduce it. It feels like such a strange, magical way to make music to me.
I know that you've done before with concerts in which we've had the film projected and then the score performed live. What is it that you get out of hearing the music live as opposed to just hearing it recorded on the film?
It's something that where it can go wrong, and it's all. It's nice because you realise that it was stuff that's generated by 50 people together, and it all depends on what kind of day they've had and how the piece play every note. And every time we record a track, it's completely different from the previous track. It's such a wonderfully kind of complicated and living thing, an orchestra, that we can never get enough of it. Whenever we do recordings of it, I'm always keen to drag this man in to the extra room while they're playing, just because it's so rare that they're in a room that's just big enough for an orchestra and you're hearing them play, and it's very much, I think, it's really hard.
Just sort of finally, I mean, obviously the film's had a fantastic response, not least from the Oscar nominations. Paul said that one of the things he was most delighted about the possibility of you being nominated, and when you got nominated, was that you'd probably have to wear a tuxedo. Are you going, and will you wear a tuxedo?
Paul wants me to go.
I want you to give a speech. I want you to win and give a speech. Congratulations to you as well. I mean, obviously, I know all awards are nonsense until you get them. And does it matter? How do you feel about the Oscar recognition?
It's amazing. It matters a lot. I mean, we've been out in the market since Christmas, and without them, we maybe would have been in theaters for a couple more weeks at most. But now we'll be in the theaters for at least 2, maybe 3 months. And coming out here, you know, you get to put that on your poster. People go see those things. And it's amazing, actually. It's incredibly helpful for the life of the movie. Getting people out to see it. It's kind of great.
Well, congratulations. I know everybody wants to get on with the film. I have to say, you know how much I'm obsessed about Punch Drunk Love, and which is a masterpiece. I think this is my new favorite Paul Thomas Anderson film, which congratulations, and Johnny, I think the music is beautiful, so congratulations on that. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Thomas Anderson.